اجمعين. Can I be an odd night, 29 nights could be the night of Qadr also, Laylat al-Qadr. I don't need to prolong the program, I have a very long program. Asal and the original amal of tonight, every night is to do some amal. Not just the bayan, some mudakara, reminder is beneficial for the believers. And you also, what other Shaykh Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah would say, on these nights we have these programs with the intention of ta'aleem. That we learn an ayat, we learn some tafsir, that is better than 1,000 rakats. So make niyat, ya Allah, we are sitting here with this intention, for the sake of ta'aleem and educate myself. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam mentioned more, as the person who comes to the masjid with the intention to learn, that Allah will reward him as if he's performed 1,000 rakats nafil. And if tonight is Laylatul Qadr, then times 1,000 months. So everything in deen is beautiful and beneficial. Sitting in a bayan also, reading Quran, making dhikr. But the fil ibadat is based upon individuality. So we do it in our own isolation, my Quran tilawah, dhikrullah, connect myself to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this could be the last night of this month of Ramadan. If the moon is sighted tomorrow night, then will be Eid. The real Eid of a believer is that he's wearing new clothes and meeting family. Like Bilal radiallahu anhu, when he fell ill, and then in his illness he began to smile and began to laugh. His wife asked him, "You are laughing, you are sick, you're on your way out." But he already has seen in his dream, غَدًا نَلْقَ الْأَحِبَّةِ مُحَمَّدًا وَصُحْبَةً. That I've seen in my dream, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam told me, "Oh Bilal, tomorrow morning we'll have breakfast together." That's the Eid day for us. That's the Eid day for us when we'll meet our beloved Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam with peace and safety. But to get there, we have to go through the journey. We have to find the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And therefore, we have this night, probably tomorrow night also. So to get this type of muhabbat and love, and we want it for life. We want the love of Allah must flow in our hearts for life, till we put our foot in Jannah. Just like how the Hafiz of Quran also, when they ask for advice and nasiha, we tell them, make your door absolutely solid. How solid your door, Rufu Tarawi? Make your door so solid that it will take you right till you put your foot into Jannah. But on the day of Qiyamah, you will be called Iqra, Wartaqi, Warattil, O Hafiz al-Quran, read your door. Parents will be called in the awards day. That will be the awards day. Not like the awards day of dunya, where the boy you excelled in school or some institution, you get an award. All the award you'll get, a plastic trophy. He put it on the shelf. He put the plastic trophy on the shelf, but no time to take the Quran off the shelf and read it. But he's lined up, Maru Poiro, see my son, how many trophies he got. Because the reality is all plastic upon plastic. But Qiyamah's day, what trophy he will get? Parents will get the crowns of Jannah. Gold. Allah Ta'ala make it a reality. But we have the last few moments of the month of Ramadan to connect these hearts to Allah until we put our foot in Jannah. And not only ourselves, we've come alone, but we will take back the entire ummah. Our entire clique, all our friends, and all our contacts in the WhatsApp, and all the apps also, which we should have deleted by now. At the night we mentioned, delete the Instagram, and delete the TikTok. Somebody sent a WhatsApp, what about the Facebook? So delete the Facebook also. Efface it. Take it out. I don't need Allah, I need you. I need Allah in my life. And Allah wants to come into our life. Allah wants to come into our life, but the block is from my side. These nights we sit and we make dua to Allah. Ya Allah, if there's any blockage in my system, any blockage that is there, I consume something haram, look at something haram, maybe I have something permissible by me, or I have hurt somebody, or something has happened. Ya Allah, tonight show me the blockages and let me get rid of them tonight. Let me get rid of them tonight. All the blockages that is blocking the love of Allah that wants to come into my heart. If Allah has given the kafir hidayat, why can I get hidayat? Allah will give me also. Show me that I'm just complacent, I have iman, I'm going to Jannah. One is, I'll have a life, carry on with a dry life. And thinking now it's still fun in the fast lane, fast cars, and fast this and fast that and everything else. But what is real love, real muhabbat, and real enjoyment? And then we look in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what they enjoyed. How they enjoyed life in the path of Allah, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and hence how they ran away from the fake beauties of this world to the real beauty of Allah. And the promise of Allah, the promise of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, inna Allah la yukhliful mi'ad. Allah doesn't go against the promise. What you will give up for me, I will replace it for you. What you will give up for me, I will replace it for you. Like now in the condition of Roza, we give up eating and drinking. Allah says, give it up for me. Then in Jannah, there will be the door of Rayyan, where you'll enjoy the delicacies in Jannah. You will enjoy yourself. You give it up for Allah. You give it up for Allah, and according to one riwayat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the reward for your fasting, because you refrain from eating and drinking the love of Allah, like how you have a friend, you met him, you start talking and talking, cousins came, you see the young boys eat day. When they see their cousin, they forgot about the barfi and the gulab jambu and every pakora. But the cousin is here, they forgot about eating also. Let's play. Let's play. The young boys, they want to play, and then they want to show how strong they are. Then let's fight also. But how they enjoy themselves. And eating also, how they eat. Just come, run in and run out. Run in and run out. Take one samosa and they're running again. So they forget to eat also. But this is the life of a believer. In the month of Ramadan, when the moon is sighted, he's falling in love with Allah. So much in love with Allah and Quran tilawat that he doesn't want to eat, doesn't want to drink also. But Allah says, eat now and I have to break my roza. Allah says, now you must stop, now you stop. And for that, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, according to one riwayat, and how that Arab, the riwayat is read also, وَأَنَا أُجْزَى بِهِ, that I will be his rewarded. One is, I will reward him. Allah says, he stayed hungry for me, I will be his reward. Allah will be the reward. How to reward Allah? Allah is our reward, like how Ayaz. Ayaz was the minister of Mahmud, the Ghaznavi rahmatullah alayhi. Was from the Ghaznavi. Ghaznavi is in Afghanistan. And Ayaz told, Ayaz was a minister, and Mahmud Ghaznavi told all his courtiers and the ministers that the treasury is open, take how much you want. Take how much you want, they all rushed in. It's open time. Ayaz stood next to the king. He didn't rush. He was about to close it up. Ayaz, you haven't gone as yet. O King Salamat, Bacha Salamat, you made Alan, whatever we take, whatever you put our hand upon is yours. He said, yes, correct. Whatever you put your hand upon is yours. That is the case, I have no problem, they don't need for me to run. What is the meaning of this? So he put his hand on the king's head. If I have you, I've got everything. Ya Allah, in Ramadan, if I get the taqwa, I got everything. I got my Allah. I remove all the blockages, all the contacts, all the haram relationships, and all the israf, all the opulence, and all my aspirations for dunya and dunya and dunya. Now the aspiration is akhirat. Now the aspiration is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, I want you. Ya Allah, I want you come into my heart. Mere aankho mein aaja. Mere dil mein samaja. Ya Allah, come into my eyes. Beautify my heart with your muhabbat and your love. Make me a true human. Everywhere we go now, either people are spitting on us, or don't want to talk to us, enter the house, wife can't smile, parents see us, you're a taklif master. Only taklif you give. Tell you anything, you do opposite. Everywhere we go, we've got problems. Allah Ta'ala make us a real insan. Where we become a rahmat, we become a compassionate human being to humanity. Wherever we go, people welcome us, mashallah. So and so has come, so and so has come. These are the nights to make that deal and contract with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, wherever the blockage may be, whether it's my eyes. We hear so many bayans, where do I start from? So many wazifas, so many bayans, that Morana said that, that Morana said that. Don't know where to start now. So already we fell down. So honorable and beloved Shaykh Zamana, Abdul Hamid Shah, the principal of Darul Mazad, will say that so many bayans identify, all these bayans, what is my weakest spot? What is my weakness in my life because of which this has become a block between me and my Allah? What is my eyes, a blockage in my eyes? Can't control my eyes. whether I'm looking at porn, whether I'm looking at women, or I'm looking at the wealth of others. I want to now put into that bracket, I have to make it there. The eyes are gone there. Israf on nafs. But the nafs desires the wealth of others. It's also not permissible. So whether my eyes have become spoiled, that's become my blockage. It's blocking me looking at the beauty and the qudrat and bounties of Allah. Whether it's my ears, how to hear her voice, whether it's haram music, or some haram series, or I'm in love with football, in love with cricket. Yes. We have to play, we play a little bit for the sake of fun. But become my life, a fantasy league. Now, who's worried about who you choosing? Nobody's going to hire them. But now I'm spending time. Become an expert in it. But nobody's listening. It's a fantasy world. My life is coming out. I'm losing hours, I'm losing days. I'm going nearer to my qabr. And they're not going to come in the qabr and help me. I say, you thought about us, now we're thinking about you. They don't even know who you are. So I'm giving my heart to them. That's another blockage. So one is the eyes, one with the ears, the block is my ears. The music, and all the haram entertainment, just enjoy. I give up the music. Whether it's my vulgarity, my speech, can't speak straight, whether it's the lies, whether it's the abuse. So that is a blockage between me and my Allah. As one pious person met Shaitan and asked him, how do I become like you? Shaitan was relaxing under the tree. She asked Shaitan, how do I become like you? Shaitan was surprised that somebody for the first time really asked me, they want to become my murid. He must be very murid. So he says, really you want to become like me? He says, look how you relax. You already seem retired. I can also relax like you. Say, do two things. Do two things. When Allah calls you for salah, don't go. Go put your head down. And second thing, vulgar language. I never put my head down to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. You don't put your head down to Allah. You become like me. And secondly, he said, bad language, you become like me. Once the bad language starts and the heart becomes dark. So either the block is on my tongue, whether in my heart, I give my heart to my business. I give my heart to my car, I give my heart to some illicit relationship, some ghair mahram girl, given my heart away. And whoever gave their heart to the makhluk, their heart was broken. Whoever gave the heart to Allah, Allah maintained the heart, Allah kept it happy. These are the lights now to take everything out from the heart and connect myself to Allah. The connection is there, it's all in the airwaves. So me just to tune the heart. Just to tune the heart and grab it. And Mullah Riqadi Rahmatullah Ali says, when a person will protect his eyes, when a person will protect his eyes and give his eyes to Allah, his heart to Allah, then Allah will grant him halawati imani. Halawati imani, like how you taste when you go for the da'wah. Say, where's the alwa? Where's the mitu? In the mitu. Before the biryani and how you enjoy it. And now when you want to take it away, the guys are leaving it here. When you finish the biryani, you'll have it again. Because you tasted it now. So in the same way Allah Ta'ala grants a person halawati imani, the mitu of iman. إِذَا دَخَلَتْ حَلَاوَةُ الْإِيمَانِ فِي قَلْبِ الْمُؤْمِنِ لَا تَخْرُجُ أَبَدًا. Mullah Riqadi Rahmatullah Ali says, when the sweetness of iman comes in a person's heart, Allah will never take it away. Lies in the heart. Now preserve it, look after it. It is we that will take it out. Allah will not take it away. So these are the moments, my dear brothers, for us to connect to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, make tawbah, make istighfar. Even if I can't cry, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, pretend you're crying. Pretend you're crying, and that Allah Pak will give you. Allah will believe your pretense also. A few nights ago and last week, we read about the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, which now, this disease of abuse of the eyes has become pandemic, is a plague right now. It's like a virus, where the eyes now we cannot control. Hakim Bakhtar Sahib Rahimullah mentioned, when every nation of a past went into such sin that became a cause of the destruction, then the Nabi made the dua, Allah Ta'ala destroyed that nation. When the Shu'aib alayhi salam's people, they began to cheat in weight and measure. So because of that, Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to them, and he cautioned them, they didn't take heed, Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. Qawmi Ad and Thamud, they had pride over the strength. Man ashaddu minna quwwa, who's more powerful than us? See how we can carve our homes into the mountains. So, Salih alayhi salam, Hud alayhi salam cautioned them. But they didn't take heed because of their pride. They thought they were very strong. Allah Ta'ala sent the wind against them. Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. Qawmi Lut, people of Lut alayhi salatu salam, their lust, haram lust and passions that got them involved in sodomy. And here also commentators say that before Qawmi Lut, before the people of Lut alayhi salatu salam, no one in humanity ever removed his beard till this Qawm came. Just to keep the boys looking young, they ordered them to remove their beards. The habit of removing the beards started from this nation, who were destroyed. There were five types of punishment. So we don't emulate them also. We don't look like them. Stand before Allah with a face like that. Allah give us so faith that we make niyyat tonight. Ya Allah, you brought me to my home, to your home. Give me the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That every morning when I look in the mirror, I have the sunnah beard that emulates Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When I go into my qabr, there Ibn Hajar rahimahullah says, when the question will be asked that who is your Nabi, then the veils between your grave and the road of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be removed. And then you see the beautiful face of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The practice to recognize him is every morning when I look in the mirror, I look like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So when I see him in the qabr also, I know this face. Because every morning I emulated him. Now I'll pass with flying colors. That's my Nabi. I know him. Now I'll pass with flying colors. The whole practice is over here in this dunya. So Allah Ta'ala can give us these lives where we pass in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And coming back to every nation was destroyed because of a certain sin they perpetrated. Yaqi Maqar Sahib Rahimullah would say that the Ummah has come to such a pandemic level of abuse of the eyes that they don't even realize right now it's a sin. There's no more sin. Photography, videography, we don't regard it as a sin anymore. What do you say? This ikhtilaf, difference among the ulama right now. Difference among the ulama right now. What's the cautious thing? Ulama say, even it be a difference of opinion, but the outcome of it is haram. Initially, maybe permissible, maybe, to take the picture with the phone. But we know now what's happening. The outcome of that is how the boys are getting involved, the girls are getting involved, married people are getting involved. Because they are saying, as long as it's stored on the phone, permissible. But we know what happens. What's the outcome of the storage of the phone also? Where is that leading us to? What haram actions right now? Looking at the outcome being haram, we say the initial stage of it is also haram. Cut it off from the root, completely. And how many fathers realize later on, it was because of this my daughter got involved. It was because of this she ran away from home. It was because of the sonography, I lost my daughter who was in my own home. 18 years she lived with me. One boy just sent her one picture of himself. Some ulama say permissible. He didn't print it out. That picture stole my daughter from me. Now he says haram. After his daughter was taken away. Now he says haram. Understand, my dear brothers, how far we have gone when we lift our hands myself. Right now, what tawbah are we making from what? When I say Allah forgive me, what's really? Nothing I'm doing. Nothing serious. Everything is okay. Everything is fine. Nothing, no major sin in my life. There's nothing major anymore. Allah forgive us. That we don't feel the pain of sin anymore. Before we so cry, Allah, please forgive me. Please forgive me. Now I think, forgive me for what? What did I do? Everything permissible. Nothing has become haram. Whether we're playing a mixed match also, whether it's a paddle also, women are there socializing weekends, friends taking their wives, moving together, and now we hear all of a sudden involved, they got involved. But we told you beforehand, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. How long they having a fight, husband and wife, and now we went out together for dinner and for supper and coffee, and you are charmer, she fell for you, and from there it escalated. And now, we don't feel it a guna and sin, the heart has become so hard. Allah give us hearts that are alive in His love. Allah, what has happened to the ummah? So dead. Look at the effect of it. Masjid al-Aqsa is closed. No Quran khatam. No 27 night. No Laylatul Qadr. Nothing happening. There's such a piece of land, my dear brothers. All Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam were gathered at one time. Allah chose that land for the imamat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then his mi'raj right to the arsh of Allah. From that piece of ground that belongs to the ummat, and now it's close to the ummat. Why? Because of all our sins. Remember, the ummat is one ummat. Doesn't mean because, usually we think because they're making some guna. It's one ummat. Our gunas also add up to the closure of Masjid al-Aqsa. That is why we are emphasizing tonight, sit down, think, Ya Allah, what is it in my life? What is it in my life? Maybe some riba in my account, I never got rid of it. I got on pocket over there, accumulating riba and interest. I don't think anything about it. Maybe it's permissible, maybe jaiz. I don't need it. Not sure where the money is coming from. Not sure where it's coming from. So maybe 1 cent of riba, somewhere zina, something I kept on my phone, something at home, somebody's thing I took, somebody I hurt. All these are major things that I got to think. What is it in my life? Ya Allah, I repent, I make tawbah, show me my sins. Ya Allah, show me my fault right now, where it is. Make me aware, make me chokanna, make me alert. Then Allah will start making islah of the heart. Here's the guna, here's the sin. Maybe you hurt somebody, maybe you took somebody's right, somebody's haq. Now start undoing it. Maybe my zakat I didn't calculate correctly when check the zakat. I broke some rosa in my school days, my fast. I didn't make kafara yet. I got so many years of qaza namaz I didn't read. I just left through fajr namaz. I don't think anything about it. No tawbah. I missed my namaz so many years and no pain in the heart. Allah Ta'ala said, put your head down, I don't care. Allah says, come for namaz, I'm busy in the meeting right now. Can't make it. When I'm free, Ya Allah, then I'll come, but you wait. Allah, you wait. I'll come when I'm free. The hearts have become dead. Identify me, brothers. What's in my heart? What's the blockage right now between me and my Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? What is it? If my parents have passed on, I hurt them, didn't make their khidmat, pain their heart, I still have the opportunity, ulama say. Take a sadqa on their name. Take a sadqa for my father, for my mother. Make dua and maghfirat for them. Allah fill the qabr and nur. Forgive them. If their friends are alive, then go and visit them. Take hadiyah for them. Take kajur for them. Take something for them. 3 things they say. Keep sadqa on their name. Keep contact with their friends. And make dua and maghfirat for them. Allah forgive them and raise them. On the day of qiyamah, Allah will raise you as an obedient child. There's still hope. There's still hope for the ummah. Ask Allah, yeah, what is it? Which part of my life? Is it my ibadat? Is it my iman? Is it my akhlaq? My business dealings? My social interaction? Ya Allah, where is it right now? Show me. And clear my files. Clear my files and close the department of sin. And Ya Allah, you save me now. So Allah Ta'ala, give us to be on this night, 29 nights. That now we're sitting tonight in the masjid. How many friends were here last year? They're not here. I don't know whether I'm going to be next year again over here. What I've got tonight. Allah Ta'ala, give us hayat, give us good life of iman, taqwa, plenty of halal, save us from haram. And we see many more Ramadan. Many more Ramadan we see, and we get closer and closer and closer to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But I have this night. Don't look right, don't look left, friends moving. There's no contact with me. When my ruh will leave my body, my same friends will come to the qabristan, they will shed a few tears, they will throw the sand on my qabr, and they're going home. They're not going to hang around there. Even with their coffee also, they won't come drink there also. They're afraid to come to qabristan. You can lie there, we're going for a coffee now. Where's my coffee? You are part of the clique, now you're gone. We forgot about you. Whether they'll read 3 quls also, whether they'll make yasin khatam for me also, whether they'll change their lives also, seeing that I'm gone. Nobody is going to be there. It's only my Quran, my A'mal, my Salah that will come around me and protect me. So I'm one alone person. No backstop, nobody, no contacts, nothing. It's me, myself, my A'mal. So tonight I go to sit and think. 5 minutes, 10 minutes. When we say spend the night, We all know how weak we are. I can't sit 1 hour, 2 hours. Allah is shakur. Allah is grateful. Allah is appreciative. I gave 5 minutes at least. I gave 10 minutes. I gave 20 minutes. I gave to Allah. I sat quietly, put my head down, thought to myself, Ya Allah, show me. I make tawbah, Ya Allah. Make tawbah for the sins. I know I did. I didn't know. Unmindfully, intentionally. I sat. And here, ulama explained the system of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When a person does guna and sin, Allah has a system. Either He takes a person to task immediately, like Sahaba radiallahu anhu. When they slipped up, immediately they had the level of iman. They were ready. The Sahabiya, Allah Ta'ala showed us two lessons in the life of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. So we learned to the Qiyamah. What iman they had. The Sahabiya, she slipped up in her life. She got involved. She slipped up and she got involved with someone. Until she perpetrated the evil act of zina. Yeah. Look at the iman. She comes to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Rasulullah, zanaitu. I made zina. Aqim alayya. Take my life. Take my life. I'm prepared for the hajj. They stone me to death. Really? Said, yes, but I'm carrying a child. Rahmatul lil alameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when delivered the child. Deliver the child and then come back. Months later, she delivered the child. She comes with the baby in her hand. Then to iman is so strong. Ya Rasul, aqim alayya. Now take my life. I'll take my life. Go and suckle the child, wean the child off, then come back. She goes back, weans the child off, how long it was for. Ya Rasulullah, aqim alayya. Take my life. And she made tawbah upon tawbah upon tawbah. Command of Allah, life has to be taken. The hole is dug, she's put into there. Sahaba ikram are called, they pick up the rocks and the stones and they begin to pelt her. When the blood spills, then some Sahaba ikram make some comments about her. What an immodest woman she is. What an immodest woman she is. Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if you take the tawbah that she has made and distributed on the people of Madina Munawwara, it will be enough for the forgiveness. So much tawbah she made. Enough for the forgiveness. This I have to do, but by Allah she made peace already. This is a command of Allah, her life has to be taken, but she made her tawbah and peace with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And the sahabi also slipped up. Then he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi of Allah zanit, I made zina. Nabi of Allah chases him away, go away. Comes the second time, O Nabi of Allah, I have made, chases him away. He comes the third time, then he chases him away. Maybe you don't understand what you've done. Comes the fourth time, then he asks him, Biman, Aina, Mata, Udhu, when, how, do you know what is zina? That was the power of iman. So Allah's system is the Sahaba Ikram immediate. And then with others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delays their punishment. Allah is Halim. Allah gives a respite. That maybe He'll make tawbah, He'll make tawbah, He'll make tawbah. Allah gives a respite. And Allah gives a respite until the person reaches old age. Maybe He'll make tawbah. But then too, he's not making tawbah. With the riba and the zina and the cheating and the hurting and doing everything else, hasn't made tawbah as yet. Hasn't made tawbah yet. Then ulama say Allah's system. Hasn't made tawbah as yet, but Allah will use him. Allah will give him all the riches of dunya. Ulama have documented this. And all his stupor and his intoxication of wealth, Allah will use him. To set up the family, set up the wife, set up the children. And this trust and that trust, this property here, that property there, all in the names, everything. But not making tawbah still. And how a sheikh explains that one time he didn't have the means, meager means he had. And slowly he came up in life and he made it and he made it and he made it. One time now he had a small, maybe TV in the house, like the old black and white. And slowly he bought a big screen, now he can afford it. Simple food, now we can go to this eating houses, we can afford it. And as he goes on, with the halal ruzi Allah is giving him, and he begins to do haram. Because I'm in the bracket, I can make it now. Every room becomes like a cinema now. Big screens everywhere. And no fear of Allah, no fear at all. Zakim Sahab will say, Rahimahullah, now he's challenging Allah. Now he's challenging Allah. I made it. Now what are you going to do? I'm safe. Allah will leave him. And this is the Shaykh Rahimahullah say, this is a lighter punishment. Allah will leave him, set him up everything. Set up the family, the children, the wife, everything on their name. Took them for the holidays, spoil them to the core, gave them everything haram. And then a time comes in his life, Allah protect us, Allah protect us. He didn't make tawbah still, he didn't make amends, he didn't sit down, didn't think. He did not sit down, Allah gave him the opportunity, brought him to the house of Allah. Took him for Hajj and Umrah also. But in his mind, my wealth did it. My expertise, I know the agents, I know that one, I know this one. Never thought Allah is doing it. Never put his head down and submitted to Allah. So Mashaykh writes, the Shaykh has written in his kitab, Allah will give him respite, everything he said in his life. Children are educated, well educated in dunya. But one child, he didn't even train the child, at least check his Quran tilawat, make him an alim of deen, send him in the path of Allah. But when I close my eyes, he'd be able to read Fatiha for me. He'd be able to perform my janazah also. Didn't have even the fikr and concern. And those sins of the past, he hasn't made tawbah yet. He said the sins of the past become like stains on the heart. It's a stain. And the stains are black. As a person continues to sin, it becomes more dark, becomes a stubborn stain. He's not making tawbah still, not making tawbah still. He's still got that account open. He's still got that Facebook account for so many years. Might not be posting, but he's looking. And he's carrying on, he's an old member with a certain whatever it may be. Not making tawbah as yet. They say Allah gives him respite. Till his old age. And those gunas act as a receiver. And draws the wrath and the anger of Allah. But he still feels I'm in power, I'm in control still. Allah's system is working. Allah's system is working, and who can escape it? When the time comes, the Shaykh Rahimullah has mentioned, Allah afflicts him with a disease, stroke, Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, says no cure for it. No cure. Wife still young. Not even young also, but he got a personal trainer. She's still smart, still moving it up. Children also in their prime. Purpose only one. We're just flying, we're doing this, we're doing that. Nothing about deen. We're just going to make it big. And now he's fallen ill. He's fallen ill, and as the Shaykh has mentioned now, he becomes a liability in his own home. A liability in his own home. Those children who he sacrificed for, he worked hard, and now he spoiled them. We did not give them deeni ta'aleem. Send them to all institutions that take them away from deen. Our daughters, send them to white schools, no pants, no burqa, nothing. She get a top education. She forget to read for you also. She don't want to read Surah Fatiha for you. Allah protect us. Make us come to a hush. Which direction are we going? But the Shaykh says, he didn't make tawbah still. It wasn't an investment in his children, it was destruction. Never worried about the qabr. Now he's lying in bed, he's got stroke, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's. He's home, put it in the wife's name. He's the wealth, give her the password, give the children also. Full access. What the kids will say, is that in his mind right now? Better we just handle everything. Who will look after him? That will get some helpers and workers to take care of him. They'll clean him, they look after him. We've got no time running the empire. So get one to be able to look after him. They say he is dead before he is dead. These are my kids. I gave my life for them to set them up. Now they can't even bath me. They can't even take me to the toilet. They can't even hold my hand for me also. They can't even say anything. Allah set him up. He didn't make tawbah. He didn't sit down and think, Ya Allah, which direction I'm taking my family right now? Which way I'm taking them? Which direction? And he didn't make tawbah from his past sins. He's still pulling the anger of Allah. He can give all the sadqa in the world. It will just lighten the punishment a bit temporarily. Temporarily. He can't buy off Allah. He has to make tawbah. He has to make tawbah. Allah, I'm sorry. I made wrong decisions in my life. Look at my children now. And then our Shaykh explains the time will come also in his life that he can't move now, can't travel anymore. Now the family, the wife is still young, he kept her young also, give all the means around her to be fit. Children are there also. Now we're tired, we need a holiday. We can't take the old man. What to do with him? They'll book him in the hospital now. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you got medical aid, they look after him. Family's home for holiday. Call him and say one word. It's my money. I work for it, invested for them. That's how they treat me now. Can't say anything. He's at their mercy in his own life. When his own home, when his own properties, and everything just transferred and thought he's setting it in his life. He didn't understand. Allah is setting me up right now. I thought I was young, strong, could run the empire, had no tawazu, no humility. Park my car where I want to, talk how I want to, but allowed in the masjid also. I don't care about anyone. I don't care about anyone. But Allah was a humble someone, Allah save us. These are documented as tafsir of Quran Sharif. Allah's system in this world. And how many we saw like that? How many we saw like that? Allah protect us. Zakim Sahib Rahimullah, we saw plenty like that. They found the old man was so wealthy. Everyone abandoned him. Finally, we found him dead, so many days lying in the bed with all his feces and stool and urine. No one to clean him. That was his last moments of his life. All were gone, abandoned him. We still have time, my dear brothers. We have hope to make tawbah, to make istighfar, to turn Allah. Bring deen in our eyes, bring deen on our faces, deen on our head, our garments above our ankles, little things but are big things by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us understanding that tonight is the night of tawbah, to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our daughters, our sons, ourselves. That way we use our wealth correctly. Is that our wealth? It belongs to Allah. My health belongs to Allah. And we saw so many young boys in front of us leaving this world. COVID time, how many went? 18-year-old, 19-year-old, could have taken all the medication in the world, Allah Zukam, Allah took them away. So to prepare ourselves, and don't be afraid to become pious. Be afraid, if I become pious, then all my sports and all my entertainment will be finished. Don't fear, Allah will take it out from the heart. Allah will take out the enjoyment from the heart also. I'll just enjoy myself, the avenues that Allah wants me to be in. And I feel nothing missing in my life. I'll be relieved actually. We are relieved. I don't need to do these things anymore. Now I've got a real life now. I don't have to move with the company. I don't have to pop drugs in my mouth anymore. I just enjoy myself making the dhikr of Allah. I don't need all these girls in my life. I settle down in my life. Allah will give me a beautiful wife that will fill my heart. That she will love me. Have beautiful children. Start a family. Go in the path of Allah. This will be enjoyment. And I'll give everything for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah will replace it with enjoyment of the heart. And Allah give us His understanding and Allah wants to give it to us. It's for us to raise our hands, to ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, hey Allah, you guide me every step of my life, every breath of my life. But just read a few lines, just for inspiration, on the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and how Allah ta'ala guided him to overcome temptation also. So, as it explains, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was trapped in that room with Zulaikha. Trapped. 7 doors locked. And what kind of doors also? Palace doors. Not some cottage doors or cave doors, hollow doors. Solid doors that were locked. And now she entices him to come towards her. So, as it says, at that time when a person is in a situation, this is the time to make dua. You don't sit down there now, next to that girl, or in that club, or with his friends that are smoking weed, or talking haram, and start making dua, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. That's the time to run for your life. Yusuf alayhi salam understood, that's the time to make dua. And I was with the girl also. He said, now we're going to break this off now. She's crying for, crying her heart out. And now you're making dua for her. Allah, get me out of this. That's the time to make dua. Now's the time to open the door and run for your life. Zakim Sahib Rahimullah will say, don't let her tears make you tear also. Because you'll get torn apart. You must run for your life. There's only way Allah will save you. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam ran for his life. He turned around and he ran. As he ran, the first door opened, the second door opened, the third door opened, and she's running behind him. She's running behind him. He didn't sit there and make dua, but he ran towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Tafirru ila Allah. So he sent towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the means of committing his sin are present, we always tempt, what do I do? Whether on the cell phone, the petition came, or she messaged me. Whether on Instagram or the Facebook, that the message came. Now do I take it on? And don't think we are safe. So many cases where the message was sent to a girl, she didn't respond. After 3 months she responded. After 3 months she responded to that message that was sent to her, Maghir Mahram man. 3 months later. And in 2 months the house was broken. In 2 months the house was broken. He is married, she is married. 3 months later she still kept the message. And then finally she responded. And no time things accelerated. Till now she lost her home and lost her children also. Divorced. Nobody is safe. So in the means of committing a sin are present, what do you do? But then it is an occasion to flee. Now run, now jump in your car and run away. It becomes a big obligatory to flee and run away. It is a farz obligatory on followers of Anbiya alayhi salatu salam to emulate their actions. How they ran will also run. This is an important lesson. I imparted necessary and important lessons to you today. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam practice on this verse. Tafirru ila Allah. Look at the words also. Tafirru ila Allah. Little meaning, so hasten towards Allah. The word farra yafirru means to flee, to run, to free yourself. How one person says in our zamana, for us to understand also where they got that word from. Tafirru, say for our period of time, now jump in your Ferrari. And now you must tafirru. They say, so they got Ferrari from. Tafirru means, so run, flee. So you also jump in yours also. Say, Allah, I'm going. I don't need this right now. Allah will give you one also. You ran away from haram, Allah will give you a halal one. Even driving your starlet, you feel like you're in a Ferrari also. Now take you to the star. Let you feel like a Ferrari, it's not for a starlet. Let you feel like one star flying also. Allah will give you the enjoyment. This is why he responded immediately by fleeing from there. Consequently, Allah Ta'ala's help arrived. He ran, Allah's help arrived. The heavy and solid doors of the palace began opening one after the other. Allah opened the doors for him. Allah opened the doors for him. Alama Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says, if there's no place in the entire world to save yourself from sin, don't go anywhere. Everywhere I turn, friends are there. I go here, they're there also. Whether I'm going for coffee, whether I'm going for ice cream, whether I'm going for nihari or biryani, everywhere they're there. I can smell it everywhere. I know the smell of it. I'm doing gush also at the point. There I can smell it also. One sati says, nah, I smoke it before. I'm going for gush also. You all can't see what I see. I can see how they're changing hands at the corners also. How do I survive this gush? Find me, I better sit in the masjid and make zikr. The better for me, I'm more safe. So Hazrat says over here, if there's no place in the entire world to save oneself from sin, then run as Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam did. Just run like him towards it. Allah, running to you. I ran where Allah brought me here. Now run to Allah tonight. I say Allah will open the doors one by one. How you get relieved, Ya Allah, this is gone, this is gone. Sit with their phones, are deleting. Ya Allah, that went, this went, that went. And no, don't put it on the cloud also. Delete it from the cloud also. Delete it from the cloud also, because the amal passes the clouds and the skies also. They know who you are. So delete it from the cloud also. Allah Ta'ala will open the locks. He will solve all the challenges of sin. Together with Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, think of the way shown by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. When Allah Ta'ala ordered him to slaughter his son, he ordered his son to turn his face towards the ground so that the eyes will not meet. Or else fatherly love will come into his heart. Turn him around so our eyes don't meet. This is now in the obedience of Allah in haram. Then even more, delete a picture, delete the profile. Say, Allah, I don't need this anymore. Prophet Allah Ta'ala gave them, when the eyes did not meet, he put his eyes down. And he still took out the knife. And now he began to slaughter. He began to slaughter, and then, to the barakat of that, Allah Ta'ala sent down the ram from Jannat. Turned his eyes away, and put his son also on his face down. Allah Ta'ala sent the ram, and this qurbani will be right on the day of Qiyamah. What Allah Ta'ala gave him on that. What a qurbani he made. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was extremely handsome. People ask, what is wrong with these Maulvis who constantly encourage us to protect ourselves and the beauty of women? Keep on talking about women, look after your eyes. The pandemic right now is a virus. Even old, even young. Now recently one person told me, somebody said, but then realize even women also, they're getting enticed. They have to also protect their eyes. Usually we see the men, but even the women also. The women also have to protect their eyes, to protect the iman. Oh, they feel now my husband is like this, he's like that, he's out of shape, etc. They're looking at other men. See how muscular he is. That time he warned the ummah, that voice of malice and mood is still in the ears. Still ringing in the ears, Marana warned that time. Where the woman wrote to Marana, my husband loves cricket. I got no inclination towards it, but he forces me, sit with me, just watch the match with me. So she said, I'm forced to see, but I don't even understand what's happening there. So I sit with him and I see the cricket. And now, Monana, I'm caught. What's the problem? I see those men, they're so fit. Look at their physique, how they run. Look at their style. My husband is out of shape. So they sit and cricket and my heart is gone with him. That is gone with him. So to say, he took me for a six, little wicket. It is now when I'm in the intimate moment with my husband, just to enjoy that moment with him, I think of the cricketer, which is zina, tantamount to zina. He thought, now honestly, just take up for the match. Not realizing what's happening in her heart. Take my daughters here, take them there, not realizing now that the hearts have gone there, and their father, who's a benefactor, they hate him. Hate the father. And they love someone else. So this says that people say, what is wrong with the Maulvis? Constantly encouraging us to protect ourselves and the beauty of women. It is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed clear texts on the effect and the power of beauty. Zulaykha, who was the wife of the minister of Egypt, who tried to entice and seduce Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, she gave the women knives and lemons so that when Yusuf alayhi salam appears, they must cut the lemons. But when he happened to appear before them, when he came in front of them, they cut their fingers instead of the lemons. They didn't even realize they're cutting their fingers also. They were so mesmerized by his beauty. I've cast aside the credence to explain. I've cast aside the credence to explain and expound in the presence of your magnificence. I've cast aside my sightless tongue and speechless gaze. Why did Allah Ta'ala relay the story in the Quran? Obviously, for what? What was the reason behind it? And this is the only story in the Quran that's so in detail. Allah didn't have to explain that she gave them the knives and told them to cut the fruit or the lemons. Allah explained the entire thing. She gave them وَآتَتْ كُلَّ وَاحْدٍ هُنَّ سِكِينَ وَقَالَتِ خُرُجْ. Allah said, then she said, أُخْرُجْ عَلَيْهِنَّ. The Uyusul Islam appear before them. فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَهُ. And when they saw him, وَقَطَعَنَا أَيْدِيَهُنَّ. All in detail. How come this story specifically? Allah calls أَحْسَنُ الْقَصَصِ, the best of stories, the most beautiful of stories. So why Allah Ta'ala related this story in Quran Sharif to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Allah Ta'ala forbid, is the Quran a book of stories and fables? Allah Ta'ala presented a powerful message of guidance which is applicable until the day of Qiyamah. That beauty is such a thing that insan will be attracted in every period of time. The beauty will attract you. So be careful, don't give your heart away. And that is, we have to be extremely cautious about beauty. Allah put in the Quran Sharif that we must not be foolish to display our bravery against the effect and enchantment of beauty. I can handle it. No man can handle it. It's not possible. That cause, even nowadays, unfortunately, you have to say these things. Even the businessmen, that are standing outside their shops in town, and Hazrat says to, we find these women that are passing the whole day, whatever color they may be, but the way they're passing there, that they can't even fit in their own clothing also. And he's looking at them. Then he say, hey, even they're looking smart. Even they, because they're hungry men, whether it's brown bread, whether it's white bread, he's going to eat. So now, he say, even they're looking smart. Inna lillah. Whether really beauty, how clean, but then too, he'll blacken his face. He'll blacken his face also with any color. But that is now the power of beauty. That's why our Kabir say, control your heart and your eyes, even from halal also. We can't overindulge. And we know these apps, my dear brothers, how we overindulge in beauty. Well, there's halal beauty also, cars. One after the other. Look at this interior, that interior. But what they call it now, they clean the car. Detailing. Detailing. Only we can do that to our hearts. Yes, I want to detail my heart. And take all these things out. Overindulgence. Then look at this car, how detailed, young, marvel at it. And hours are coming out. Now with the car, and then with the matching watch also. Then look at how this watch is working and how the specs. So we're overindulging, even in halal, until it becomes haram, so our eyes got no brakes on it. No brakes on it. From this is an innocent car, then to sell the car, they put one lady there. And now, there's a better channel. But now the lady auntie is there now. What I must do? So how much you know protect his eyes? And before he knows it, he's gone. Before he knows it, now his eyes are gone, his heart is gone because of beauty. Beauty of the car. We must protect our gazes strictly. Don't act too brave. Have bravery been successful? Have bravery been successful that he pulled him out of haram and beauty? He would, Allah would not have related the story about beauty. But Allah related it. Isa alayhi salam didn't act brave. I can sit here, make dua, I can handle it. No, he ran for his life. And so those who did not protect their gaze went to the extent of shaving off their beards. Instead of leaving this world with iman, they died on kufr. Countless people became Christians because of love. How did that happen? They found a girl. They found a girl, or she found a boy. Non-Muslim, and got involved. And now they come to the Mufti Sahab, but Ahli Kitab, you can marry. Ahli Kitab. Now they want the fatwa. People of the book, people, you're not even reading your book. That's how you got involved, people of the book. Hold on to your kitab, your book first, you won't get involved. Now you got so weak that you got involved over there. They became Christian because of that. How they lost the iman, children also got lost, etc. So Allah give us understanding that when it comes to beauty of this world, and the zamana has become like that now. Everything is smart. Everything is smart and getting more smarter and more smarter, and we're getting enchanted. We're getting enchanted. Whether it's the food also, that to how smartly, that as we presented the food, and all the parties, anniversaries, birthday parties, everything, all is we just want beauty and enjoyment. Allah Pak has given us our Eids. Eid al-Adha, Eid al-Fitr for a believer. When he leaves his world, Eid day for him. I mean, meeting by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And then in Qiyamah, on the day in Jannah, then I'm meeting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a meeting that will be. To sit to Sahaba Ikram and ask him, how is Badr? Tell us the story of Badr. Tell us about Uhud. Tell us about Khandaq wa Umar. Tell us about Hudaybiyah. He got upset then. What happened? See, Hazrat said, that's the majlis to be. But to be there, they gave up all the beauties of the dunya. And they made it to Akhir. Allah Ta'ala give us also that iman. That we make the effort of iman. This is the 29th night to make tawbah, istighfar. As much as can be carried. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa. Fa'afu anna. Allah forgive us. Make us maaf. Allah, we are sorry. Don't make a formal tawbah like a baby. Allah, I'm sorry. I won't do it again. Allah, catch me by my forelocks. Catch me by my neck, Ya Allah. And make me yours, make me obedient to you. We have to kind to Allah, ask Allah, different words, different way. We don't know which one Allah will accept. So take one corner, leave the friends tonight. Little bit of refreshments will have to refresh him. But shouldn't we step out of the masjid, and we step out of the mercy of Allah also. We need the ni'mat of Allah, and give it back to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Come back in the masjid, take one corner somewhere, 2 rakat namaz, they say, 2 rakat namaz, 2 cheers at 2 o'clock in the morning, your job is done. 2 rakat salah, 2 cheers, 2 o'clock in the morning, and your job is done. So whether we can make it till 2 o'clock in the morning, or just now be 12 o'clock also. Ya Allah, tonight I'll spend it, even if I have to be tired tomorrow, but Ya Allah, tonight I'll tie myself for you. Little bit extra for the sake of Allah. Whether we'll get another opportunity again to sit like this, Allah give good health, afiyat, make dua for ourselves, our progenies, our children, for the ummah at large. And make this dua. Youngsters say, I'm involved in this guna. So when the si'at, we learnt also an advice. Make this dua. Ya Allah, tonight, tonight, tonight. Immediately right now, Ya Allah, pull me out of my sin of pornography, masturbation, this thing, that thing, riba, zin. Ya Allah, pull me out now, an entire ummah. Once we make dua for somebody else, and then Allah appoints the angel to say, may Allah give you the same. May Allah give you the same. Ya Allah, I'm making dua for all the youth of the ummah. Ya Allah, tonight, tonight, pull them out. All the malaika appointed, may Allah pull you out also. You know, whoever is involved in whatever sin be tonight, what I'm involved in, Ya Allah, I'm making dua for all those youths. I'm making dua for all those youths. And don't get involved, or don't get overzealous in dua also, like Layla and Majnoon. Majnoon was head over heels with Layla. And Majnoon means madman. They say Majnoon was Snow White, and Layla was Midnight. But he loved her. He loved her. When he would go into the gully of Layla, the street of Layla also, he would spend money on the people also. So then it says also, a lover of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the month of Ramadan, the slaves of Allah, he just to feed everybody. Why they all belong to my Allah? So he becomes even more generous. Goes to Medina Munawwara, his hand is in his pocket. They all Allah's bandas here. He will give everybody there. Father got tired of him, emptying your pocket also. Then you go to the gully of Layla, then you're kissing the walls of Layla's house also. She doesn't even know that you are there. Father wrapped him up, I'm taking you for Hajj. Let's go to Baitullah and make Tawbah. So he went, innocently, right, I'll go make Tawbah. Went to Baitullah, he saw the Kaaba, she said, wow, Baitullah. And I is making dua, Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, I make Tawbah from all my sins, Ya Allah, besides the love of Layla. Father gave me one thing. Put you all the way here, still Layla. Still Layla, stuck in the heart, the blockage. Right at Baitullah also. That is happening. Young boys are going there, still texting the girl. Right at Baitullah also. Allah forgive us. Tonight is the night to make Tawbah. It can't be one makhluk, one boy, one girl is stuck in my eye and I can't see the creator of the girl. There's one girl blocked out the creator also. They call the speck of dust, block the mountain, I can't see the mountain. One small makhluk, one small app. One small hobby of mine has blocked my creator of that app, the creator of my hobby, the creator of that girl, the creator of whatever it is. All these little things have blocked my Allah. Tonight is the night to kick it. I don't need you. And tonight now I will divorce it. Give it 3 talaqs, finish. Relationship is over now. We're not getting back together. Now I'm giving my heart to my Allah. Allah make it a reality for all of us. And every ummati Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah take us out from guna tonight, Allah be pleased, and Allah ta'ala open the doors of His rahmat and mercy, and open Masjid al-Aqsa, open our masajid, open our hearts to come to the masjid, make us musallis of the masjid, and give us fun in deen, give us enjoyment in deen, sitting in the company of the pious people, going the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, what enjoyment it is, Allah ta'ala give us a reality inshallah. We'll make a short zikr and dua thereafter. Just some brothers want to take bi'at, you can come forward quickly. We take the bi'at now, and then we'll make zikr inshallah. Just taking bi'at also, the sunnah of the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To take a bi'at, the sunnah to make islah, to reform our lives is farz. So to facilitate this islah, which is farz, we have this tartib, we have a sheikh, meaning a guide who will hold my hands and show me the love of Allah in a loving manner, and show me the enjoyment of making the dhikr of Allah, of falling in love with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Is that something which is scary? That now I took bed to a sheikh, now I'm tied up now. Now I'm ducking and diving now. Now I can't do what I want. Now I have to ask the sheikh, must I do this, must I do that? It's a relationship of muhabbat and love. I will build it up slowly, 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 alhamdulillah, so we fall in love with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this is the way our mashaykh has given us in tasawwuf, in the khankas, where we take bi'at and we form the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many youngsters have some reservations about taking bath. And sometimes also becomes a point of mockery also. That now you also upidi muridi. You also got one sheikh now. So it becomes a point of mockery sometimes. Or sometimes a person is afraid also. That now I'm bath and they have told my sheikh everything. Very beautifully our ulama say, one of our seniors also, person took bayat to him, and so he said, Hazrat, I'm going to tell you my life story. I was involved in this, hold on, brother. Your gunas, I don't know about it. Because between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah didn't reveal your sins to me, I don't know about it. You make tawbah. Now I'll help you to move ahead. Yes, move ahead now. Let's go to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Yes, if the sin is still now, in your life is becoming a blockage to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then just inform me and I'll tell you what to do. But I don't have to know the whole story behind it. That is between you and Allah, Allah concealed you. In this way, alhamdulillah, very quickly you progress. So many may have this fear by taking bath, then I have to ask the sheikh everything, then I have to tell him this. No, you stop like that. It's a relationship based upon the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And as we engender this muhabbat and relationship, etc., then the informality comes. Then very quickly I learn how to fall in love with Allah, how to introduce the creation to the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us understanding, and like this we find this has come down from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam via Ali radiallahu anhu wa Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, the same silsila. We hear this word silsila, some readers hear silsila, they hear Naqshbandi, Suhrawardi, and Shisti. I think I came to the wrong place, I think. These are all different names we heard somewhere else. So I didn't know they do this here also now. That all these Shistiya, Naqshbandiya, and Qadiriya, I'm getting a bit afraid now, I got caught in the wrong place. I thought now this was kosher above born. So these four silsilas are on the haqq. Those that got involved in them and introduced the wrong things in it. That's wrong. So these silsilas, all these awliya from these chains of the tasawwuf, all upon the haqq. And alhamdulillah, ulama ikram, yes, during the period of time, a lot of wrong things came into the tasawwuf. But the fazal of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, ulama of Diyoban, alhamdulillah, they took out all the bid'ahs. Whether it was qawali, whether it was sama'a, whether it was intermingling, ladies also taking bi'at with the sheikh. They also taking bi'at with the sheikh and making muhabbat with the sheikh also. So all that they took it out. No ladies involved. Ladies can take bi'at now, but not personally with the sheikh. With the permission of the husband from behind the scenes, whether remotely also. So they've now, when he came to tasawwuf, khanqa, tazkiyah, zikr, sheikh, murid, piri, etc. They've taken out all these bid'at, innovations. I made it solely in hadith and Quran Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala protect us, so we have received this now from our mashayikh, and this has been carrying on for generations, and will continue till the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. So if it becomes in the heart of whoever we want to take bay'at to, here also one point to remember, sometimes brothers take bay'at to a certain sheikh, whether it's taken bay'at over here also, but I don't feel that pull anymore, or I don't feel that munasabat, I don't feel that compatibility. So our ulama say that all ulama, how beautifully, somebody mentioned to us, he went to a certain sangha, and to see how it was, he liked it. So he told the sheikh that maybe I'll come next week, I'll take bay'at. But in that week now, he went to another sangha, and there he felt even more comfortable. So when he left the first sheikh, the sheikh said, whenever you're free, you're available, you may come, you're part of the family. You're part of the family. So when he went back and he told the sheikh that now I went to another khanka, another sheikh, another zikr majlis, and my heart is there. There's no problem. All the awliya and all the mashayikh also belong to one family. It's all one family. It's not like now you're doing something wrong. So it doesn't mean now that if I took bayat to somebody, then now I'm not progressing, I'm not taking benefit, I'm stuck now. It's going to happen now. I don't feel like going there anymore, I don't feel the inclination anymore. That time I was just in Josh a little bit. Oh, my friend took me, I took bath, and now I don't feel that pull anymore now. But nobody is stuck. Don't even feel I'm stuck now, that for life I'm stuck over here, I don't know go there, but I have to go, I'm not going at all. Find somebody who you're comfortable with. As Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would say, with whom your blood type agrees, I gel with him. The most important thing is, I feel free to communicate. That's the main thing. Communication is the most important thing. That I don't take bayat for barakat's sake. That now my sheikh, mashallah, you know, he's very pious, but I can't even talk to him. I can't talk to him, I can't send him a message. I'm making excuses every time. Hey, I think he's busy, I think he's busy. No, I don't send a message. I'm comfortable. And I carry on messaging him, go and meet him, whether in the masjid, whether at home, alhamdulillah. So like this, now the communication is open, I'm feeling comfortable. So who I feel like that would, that's a person to go to. And if I was with somebody, not feeling comfortable, whether over here also, somebody to bayat, I'm not feeling it, I don't want to come here also, wherever I'm happy to go. It's an open forum. Nobody's stuck anywhere for life. Some other alim, I fell now inspired by him, I'm comfortable there. There's no need to inform the other sheikh now that I'm breaking the bayat with you. And I'm going to another sheikh. No, you carry on moving. As long as you are benefiting, alhamdulillah. And the mashayikh are like that. If they hear you, mashallah, you're going to somebody else, you're benefiting, taqwa is coming in your life, alhamdulillah. Is that a business or something? They sign up some muris, and on the day of qiyamah now I'm getting dividends. Nothing like that. But then Hazrat Kibsa will say, yes, if somebody wants to take bayat, they do it quickly, and he would say, why? The mashayikh. So you make him bayat quickly, because you get a share in his ibadats. It's for your benefit. It's for, like our Shaykh Hazrat Mahmud Hamid Sahib also, Hakim Sahib Rahimahullah, for quite a few years he was coming to Johannesburg and he would call Maulana. Maulana was in the Darul Uloom, Hakim Sahib used to be in the guest house. He would call Maulana, come sit with me. Hazrat says, now, we don't really know Hazrat Hakim Sahib that time. So I would tell him, I'm busy right now. I've got madrasa work right now. I'm going in Jamaat right now, doing this. But he would carry on calling and calling and calling. Well, finally, when our Shaykh Mahmud Hamid Sahib heard the bayan, his heart changed. Then finally in Durban, he took me to the Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Then from Durban, they went for Umrah. And during Umrah, the Hakim Sahib on the day of Jumu'ah, after Salatul Asr, took him into the Haram of Makkah Mukarramah and behind the Hatim, gave him Khilafat and told him, Marana, that your nisbat and your connection will be the love of Allah. When you will speak, the love of Allah will ooze out from you, the muhabbat of Allah. And we know when Ispada Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was Medina Munawwara. Hazrat Hakim Sahib gave him Medina Sharif is yours. So, Maulana says, finally when Hazrat Hakim Sahib, the bait was taken, Hazrat Hakim Sahib told Maulana, I caught you finally. I hunted you down. When I saw how involved you were in the deen of Allah, and the Darul Uloom, etc., I wanted a share in it. Not just a sign of a murid. But I was ready to have a share. Now whatever you will do, I have a share in it also. So I hope to that now, it will be my salvation. That is why the ulama ikram, they say, no problem, you want to take bayat, come quickly, for my benefit. Now whatever you, the student will learn, musalli will learn, the murid will learn, then whoever taught him will have a full share in it. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. Some brothers say also, when you take bayat, but we don't know, come on a big night. All the guys will see me, then they flook me after that. Hey, now, then we hanka topi now. We wear two-piece kurta now. So they say, hey, we do it privately somewhere. So we encourage the brothers. That by you coming sometime, how many more will get inspired? By you coming in front, how many more will get inspired? He went in front. Well, I can also do it. Now you got to share in his bayat also. And all his tahajjud, his Quran tilawat, his zikr, I became an inspiration to him. So in that way now, but is that binding now? Whenever a person is happy, whichever alim is happy with, whichever sheikh is happy with, if he's open, touch him many times, I'm going to take bayat, whether after some namaz, quietly somewhere, he's just first to do it in front of everybody. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, and grant us his muhabbat, inshallah. Put your hand on it. See, put your hand on it. I'll read the khutbah, and you repeat the words after me. When it comes to bayat, also it's very simple. Where the Shaykh reads the khutbah, after the khutbah there are a few words that we repeat as tawbah. That is the bayat basically. And then I'm bayat, and then I start the ma'amulat, Quran, tilawah, zikr, etc. Nothing heavy, very, very light. So then slowly, slowly we build ourselves up, inshallah.